Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Well, it's actually not raining or snowing right now in New York City. My time, it's like 6:30 p.m. I don't think it's cold, but not freezing, I don't think. It doesn't look it. But then again, I don't know. I'm inside. Well, I got a good show tonight. Okay. Well, let me tell you basically what this we're going with this. Nightclubs and music, that's the topic. Well, I went to this jazz club called Berlin Jazz Club to see Lorna Luft. And Barry Manilow, Liza Minnelli showed up to cheer her debut at this club. She was really great. I wish I had some music to play, but I don't have that. But if she's appearing again, well, she will be appearing, let's see, wait a minute, on the 18th of this month, if you happen to be in New York, she'll be appearing again with Ann Hampton. So that was pretty cool. And afterward, they on a Monday night, they have something called a cast party. That's run by Jim Caruso, who hosts it, who's also an excellent singer as well, as we found out. And at this cast party, like, you never know who's going to show up to sing. It's like karaoke, but there's a three-piece band to back you up, and, you know, that kind of a thing. I was pleasantly surprised because I didn't know what to expect. Sounded to me like all professional people. Carol Woods from the show Chicago was there, and a lot of people just I never heard of. So, including a guest is coming on to the show soon, a little while, known as Dre. Her first name is Andrea, which Andrea Witt, or they call her Dre. She is not only a singer, she's also a songwriter and a pianist. So I want to talk with her about her experience as well as her career, and maybe we'll do get a little a cappella, or as I say in Yiddish, it's a cappella, sing some songs. Also, I got the new CD from Josh Groban called All That Echoes, and I'll play a few of my favorites from that one. It's time for commercial.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
And you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. Now, this is Valentine's Day, and I'm sure that having their truffles. Well, actually, they're little brownies that are dipped in the dark chocolate. I mean, what could be more chocolatey? Something that is chocolatey. Wait. Okay. And I got to admit, when I tell you this, I have to admit that I would trade the brownies for this, only because I am an absolute lover of ice cream. Grater's Ice Cream, that's spelled G-R-A-E-T-E-R apostrophe S. Grater's Ice Cream comes out of Ohio, and they've been shipping it out to other areas so you could buy it in the store. Well, I have been buying the ice cream over at Stop and Shop. Yeah, okay. And I haven't been very happy about it. They put it on the top. You know, it's getting freezer burn. And then they'll tell around and say, well, it's not selling. Well, okay. No shit. I mean, so I decided I wanted to get it at Fairway Market. Fairway Markets is a New York thing. They started out in Manhattan, and then they've gone, let's say, now in Brooklyn. There's one in Queens. There's a couple of New Jersey. I believe there's one in Connecticut. And they're a high end. So I guess it's kind of like if you took a cross between the size of a store like Stop and Shop or, you know what I mean, and crossed it with, I think, maybe Whole Foods. Because what they have there, they have like a butcher, not just, you know, you go and not like just the guy behind the, you open up the door and say, hey, help me, you know. So, anyway, to make a long story short, which, don't bother me, because like I can talk anyway, they now are putting the ice cream there. Did a whole campaign and talked to enough people, and so now you're going to be able to find Grater's ice cream at the Fairway. But check it out. If you go, I guess if Google it, you know, it's G-R-A-E-T-E-R apostrophe S ice cream. And the reason that I love it so much, it's the only company that produces ice cream with chocolate chips in it that do not contain palm oil or coconut oil, which kills me because that just kills my chocolate, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so that was what I had been campaigning to do. Now, I'm sure you have the... Wait, what is it? Hello, Esther. Eunice, are you... Yes. I'm sure everybody's been hearing about the Carnival Line cruise. it's still stuck out there in the waters. Oh, God. So it's like 3 days, I guess, after it was supposed to. Well, that's a matter. Okay. One of the things, I can imagine being a comedian on the ship right now. Because, you know, coming up with all kinds of lines. I mean, the men would have their own urinals just going on the side of the ship. They don't have to worry about that. The reason they call it a poop deck, OD toilet, or toilet water, is going to have a new meaning. They're giving out the light day tampons for your nose. The next reality show, Survivor Carnival Cruise. People could fart anywhere and no one would even notice the difference. Let's see what the... Yeah, I'll come up with some more. But they're telling people they're going to give her, they're offering, wait, they're offering a free cruise, they're offering a free cruise. I didn't remember they said they're giving you money back. I'm not sure. Okay, but they're offering a free cruise and $500. I don't know about you, but knowing the history, and then they just had a problem like a couple of years ago with Carnival. Knowing the history of this ship, do you think you would want to go back on the ship and then do a cruise? Or if you could do it if you want as, you know, one of those things, you know, where people purposely on the airlines, they go on the airlines and then they turn around and they're willing to get off so they can give them money and, you know, and a free airfare for another. But if the airlines was one, that kept on crashing with you, or that seemed to be having problems with all the time, would you want to go back? $500. I wonder how they came up with giving them $500. $500. Well, you know, I mean, like the days. Think of all the things that, like at home, that you left. That, you know, you were supposed to be home by then. But I'll tell you something. And, oh, the food. That's what, the food. Hey, stop feeding them and they'll stop shitting. What's the matter with you? For crying out loud. I mean, you know, just ration it a little so you don't have to keep going to the bathroom. But, you know, they said 9 out of 10 people who are constipated don't give a shit anyway. So that's my take on the cruise, what's coming up. What's coming up for me? I'm going to go back to, they have the, in case you haven't caught the events, fandom events. I spoke about it before. Check it out on Phantom Events, I guess, .com. What it is let's put it this way. This Saturday, instead of my going to the Metropolitan Opera in Manhattan, I can go to a movie theater and sit there, and I can see it live. Plus, they probably have some backstage stuff or, you know, things like that, which is pretty cool. I mean, you think of the difference of, you know, you don't have to get dressed up. You know, you can go in your jeans. You can, you know, put on a, it's on, you can go like you're in front of your own TV. And you can, and I'm going to see Rigoletto, which I have to look it up because I don't even know what it's about. I don't care. I just want to do it. And I think it's a lot of fun. There's some other things coming up, too, that sound pretty good. So I think if you want to check it out, it's not a New York thing, by the way. It seems to be happening all over the country. So that's what's coming up. A couple of things I had to cancel, so we'll have to redo some shows. Let me see what else. Next Thursday, I'm going off to Providence, Rhode Island, for a short press trip. This is Providence, I guess, versus Provincetown. I used to first get mixed up by Provincetown, thinking where they meant Providence now. But no, there's no mix-up anymore. I know Provincetown, and it's not like Providence, but it should be great. They have a great itinerary set up for me. What else? I just got my netbook. Someone assisted me and put in Windows 8. I'm not sure. I don't do Windows 8 yet. but someone will come over here and show me how it works. I figured out how to get on. If I don't see some like start thing that allows you to get off, you know. So I just like, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing by pressing the button and just, you know, shutting it down, which is probably something you're not really supposed to do. If anybody has Windows 8 that's listening to this, send me an email and tell me what you think of it, or, you know, if you had any problems, you think it's great, or and send it to my email address, which is mexit@earthlink.net. That's mexit@earthlink.net. And anything, if you don't send me any spam, though. I'll look to see if the subject, what the subject says in terms of that. What's next? I'm going to do a show on Monday. It's the Grand Central Terminals. Grand Central, I wrote Grand Central Station. I keep getting it. Grand Central Station is a station at Grand Central Terminals. Grand Central Terminals 100th year. So the, like, you know, 100. Why do they always do it? It's always certain numbers that make it big. You know, 100 centennial. So that, you know, you got to go for it. So the, somebody wrote a book. I have the book, and I'll have the author there, and eventually I'll get there and walk around, take some photos, et cetera. And so that'll be that. And I have another thing. Oh, yes. I will be talking about UPS, which I have renamed. Capital U, capital P, Y-O-U-R, capital S. So it now reads either up your S or up yours. That's what I think of them. Frozen foods, yes. I probably on Monday, too, I'm going to have a company that sells food to people. You get a, it's like a plan. You get different meats and things like that, meats and fish and some prepared things. And so we're going to have a long, I want to have a long talk about all kinds of things, including especially with fish. How can you tell if the fish is, like, really that fish? And things with meat about thawing and refreezing, and yeah, that you know, all kinds of things like that. At this point, I'm waiting to hear from Trey. I think I'm sure I sent her the phone number. Let me check. Let's see now. Let me pull out my email here. I guess. Okay. I'm looking. Yeah, I wrote that down, what she's calling. So, don't know what the story is. Okay. Well, in the meantime, I'll tell you what. Let me play all you people that are tuned in here. Don't go off the line. Wait. Guess what? I think I got it. Trey, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. So, I was already was talking about the jazz club. Birdland, and that we had this the cast party and what it's about. So, by the way, how do you pronounce your first name? Is it Andrea?
Andrea.
Oh, it's okay. So it doesn't sound like there's a U.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm very curious. I never saw that spelling before. Did it sound? It sounds like. when you were born, one wanted Audrey and one wanted Andrea?
No, my father named me. He just wanted it to be different, I guess. I believe he said it's French, although I'm not French.
Oh. What the hell? Yeah, my name Merle is actually the French word for blackbird. And I'm not French, and I have nothing to do with any background at all. So who knows where
people
come.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So I want to begin by talking about, have you ever been to Birdland before?
No, ma'am. That was actually my first time.
Oh, please, by the way, I know you met me. Please don't refer to me as ma'am. Please.
You got it. Sorry. Raised military, so it's a habit.
Oh, no. That's... Usually, when someone's saying ma'am, it's somebody from the South, and I'm going, yeah, I know. That's what they say, and whatever. You can call me by my first name. It's okay. Merle is fine. Anyway, deal with it. Okay. What got you to decide to go to Birdland? How did that come up?
Well, long story short, I work at a bar here in Vegas called Don't Tell Mama as a singing bartender. And a good friend of the owner, William Blake, was, I believe, co-hosting the show that night at Birdland. And he read on Facebook that I was coming out to New York, and he told me to contact him. And then when I got there, he had told me about Birdland and the cast party, and he told me that I should come down and check it out. So that's pretty much how that started.
Oh, that's cool. Have you, by the way, have you ever been, this is not the first time in New York, is it?
Oh, no, I have family in Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn, huh? Okay, I'm a Queensite.
Gotcha.
So have you ever been to the Don't Tell Mama that's in New York?
This past trip was my first time, actually.
Oh, okay. What we got to notice is you seem to be, I think, were you the only one that actually went over to the piano and did your own playing, huh?
I think as far as playing and singing, no, there was a couple of people there that did, I remember. I was a couple martinis in, so.
Ah, yeah, too many martinis, huh? Okay, so... What song did you sing? And was that one of your own? Or?
No, it wasn't actually. It was a song by Pink. It was called Sober.
Sober.
Yeah. Go figure.
Go figure. Right. But you do. You do compose your own songs?
It's been a while, but I do. I have what you call writer's block at the moment, which, you know, isn't the best thing in the world, but I'm working on it.
That's from too many martinis.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
So Vegas is your home, huh?
It has been for the last 23 years.
Wow. That's
unfortunate.
That's where you do your entertaining?
Yes. It's where I have done most of my entertainment, yes.
But this time you decide to go on the road, so to speak.
I guess you could say that. I wasn't in New York, you know, looking for anything. It was more of a vacation, but it just happened to turn out that way.
You never know who's in the audience, huh?
Exactly.
You never know who's gone to stage either. I was pleasantly surprised because this was the first time I was in Jazzland, in Birdland. And so this was the first time I attended this cast party. So I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know, you know, if people, you know, it's like, you know, you go to karaoke and you'll pull at everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But this,
been there, done
but
that.
This is like, it was like karaoke, but you had a three-piece band. That was the difference kind of thing. And everybody was good, thank goodness. Or everybody sang on key, you know.
Yes, everybody pretty much that I heard was extremely talented.
Yeah, Maybe I'll go next week too. So let's talk about. Let's first go to your career. When did you? How did it all start? And how'd you get into this?
Oh goodness! It actually all started about when I was 8 years old. I was singing in the shower, and my mother thought that it was the radio, and it was just me singing in the shower. And that's pretty much. It's been 20 years now. Going on, I think.
Did you many of us? Well, I had been in show business for many years. So, do you have to do a lot of freebies?
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Most definitely. A lot of charity. A lot of charity.
Yeah. Not the charity kind, not like when you're doing a freebie because, you know, it's for a charity as opposed
right.
to, the word they call it is showcasing.
There you go. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Sorry, Merle.
Yeah. good. Okay. isn't that a hoot? It's like you go to some place and... people come in and they pay a cover charge and drink minimum to see you, and you get no pay.
Right.
Yeah. Or then when you get up there, then the next step is then you get a cut. So you're charging. If they're charging $10 a person, you get $5, or things
right.
like that. So then you're expected to bring your own audience.
That's true.
And then you start trying to figure out how many times your friends can hear you sing the same fucking song.
Same songs over and over again. Yeah, I think that about my job now, considering. But they all still come in and sing along like they've never heard it before. So
yeah, that's good. I always wondered because I do comedy, so my brain is going, God, how many times are my friends gonna listen to me doing three scenes from The Wizard of Oz? You know, I mean, it's it's funny the first time, man, second time, maybe the third.
Right, it's even
when
worse
they start reciting
the
words
two or three
no?
times in the night.
Yeah. So, but now how about like how many songs have you written?
Oh goodness, in my lifetime, probably only about 7 or 8 songs.
Oh, so you whose type of music do you go after to sing then?
You mean as far as style?
Yeah, is there a particular certain singer?
You know, there isn't. My listening ear is very eclectic. I listen to everything and everybody. But most people that have heard my music kind of describe it as a bluesy acoustic rock.
Okay, yep, I got that.
I would agree with. I mean, I don't have the clearest voice. I have somewhat of a raspy voice, and I would consider myself... if not somewhat, but pretty soulful. So,
do you think you could sing something for us a cappella?
Sure. Or I can put my guitar in my lap.
Yes. Oh, that would be great. And don't worry about it. Let's just let's do this. Oh, this is cool. Go ahead. Yes, please.
So you want an entire song? You just want like a.
Oh,
first,
no,
chorus,
sing.
Kind of...
Sing for us. Come on, showcase yourself.
All right. Well, speaking of original, this is a song that I wrote, oh, a good 12 years ago. I think I was 18 when I wrote it, and it's probably one of my favorites. It's called Another Day.
Okay.
Spend on your ill mood that I don't even know your name. And then I see a pretty face, I fantasize about being lost and going brave. You take me to a dark and secluded place of ecstasy. But I'm not, oh, I can't help but feel the way I feel for you, baby. This is what I have to say, I wanna be close to you, you feel me too. I love your face, your heart begins to race. Hold me tight and never let me go. I never thought I could feel this way before. Through the night we see the candlelight, I feel your body pressing next to mine. Only got the final words to say. I still think I'm awake on the red day, yeah. I just wait for another day, yeah. Every time you walk my way, well, I can never find the words to say. I see the way you look at me with the same charade we play. The way you stay with the dark brown hypnotizing eyes can't compare all the other times that I thought I could ever feel this way about anyone. I know you think I'm pussy crazy, but I'm not.
Somebody named Tara, who says, who loves the song and wants me to ask you if you have a CD.
I do not at the moment, no. At least nothing that's recent. But I've been working on getting into the studio, hopefully sometime soon.
Do you have even a non-recent? I mean, do you have music that, I'm just curious, like if you have something that I can eventually, like, put up on the radio and play it whenever I want?
I do have a CD that has some old recordings on it, yes.
Hey, listen, but at least it has your voice.
Yes.
It has your singing voice. Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. When I email you, I'm going to email my address and have you send it to me in this way when, as I'm doing shows, as you know, because I load up songs.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll throw this on. Somebody, Gary Bollinger, and he said, awesome. He just heard your song and said, awesome. Okay. Well, this is great. Hey, wait a minute. We got to, what? I don't suppose, can we get you to do another one?
Unfortunately, as far as originals go, I am.
Yeah, even a not original.
Even if not an original.
Oh, no, just no, one that's not an original. We want to, everybody, we all want to hear you sing, I guess. I mean, I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've got a piano here that I can.
That's great, too. You know what I was going to ask you? I was going to ask you if you had someone that you were living with that could bring the phone to the piano. And
quite funny enough, I live in a very small one-bedroom apartment here in Vegas, and I do have my own upright piano.
Oh, good. Must have a piano, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
I know. Can't.
Helps
Merle.
Me for work, so.
Yeah, I know.
And also
can't
for writing
it.
And everything else, so.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I got a piano, and it wasn't enough. I needed to have a keyboard on top of the piano as well.
Oh yeah, I've got one of those, and about three guitars.
Okay.
You can never have enough. Never.
I know how it is. So what are you going to sing? What was the name of the song you sang, by the way?
The song that I just sang. That's called Another Day.
Another Day. Okay. Was it dedicated to anybody or just what?
You know what?
Honestly, yeah.
No. Oddly enough, most of the music that I write comes from different, like, life experiences. And that song just happened to be about a friend of mine who was going through a personal problem and couldn't exactly open her mouth to say what she wanted to say. So that's kind of where that sprung from.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what would you like to do for us?
Well, actually, I'm going to do a cover song. I'd actually like to do one of my personal favorites. It's by an artist by the name of Brandi Carlile. I don't know if East Coast folk have heard of her, but she's a brilliant artist. She's very folk, and she's just amazing. And,
okay.
The song is called The Story. And it goes a little something like this.
Okay.
All of these lines across my face, telling you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been and how I've got to I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one telling to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain top. Swam across the ocean blue, across the lines and I broke loose. Baby, I broke the heart for you, all because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a million bucks. See the smile that's on my mouth.
Google it.
Okay.
And
because I know, like, in April, they're doing Cabaret Week. The way I describe Provincetown, this is the best way to describe it. Okay, because this is typical Cape Cod, which I have the picture is this little old New England town, you know, like with the church in the middle kind of thing, you know. And it's like two basically main streets. It's just this strip, you know, with two main streets. And you take it, you're like, it's surrounded by water, and you got the dunes, and then, you know, stuff like that. And then make it Greenwich Village.
Okay.
That's the best way.
That's a good description.
That's a good description. And it is one of these places, it's very hard to leave. I wound up buying timeshare there. And it's very difficult when the week is over and then I got to go home to reality. Because it's like, you know, there's a lot of entertaining there. So that's another place that you can, I'll give you some information also when they're doing like Cabaret Week. And that's something else you could do. Or not even Cabaret Week, just go there and you know, check out the places to audition for. And,
okay.
You know. But anyway, so I just wanted to throw that in. I'll give you some info afterwards.
Absolutely. Shoot it my way.
Yep. That's what happens from being in show business too long. And then you go,
you can never be in show business too long.
Yeah. You're not, right. I got to the point that I'm leaving. What? Oh, I could write? Forget it. I'll write instead. But that's okay. I amuse people on my press trips now. So can we do one more song? Because apparently you got a lot of listeners here. That are...
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
What should we do? Is the question. I'm used to playing the same songs at work, so it's just a matter of picking which one to do. Goodness gracious, I'm trying to think. What's popular on the East Coast?
We don't care.
I know Broadway and theater is, but I've never really gotten into theater until recently. But it's very slight for me. God, I can't even think straight. I don't know. Have you guys, I'm sure you have, heard of Bruno Mars out there?
Who knows? We all love you. Oh, wait a minute. Gary Bollinger wants to know if you sing any Melissa Etheridge songs.
Not that I can play on my own, no.
Okay.
I don't, as far as, like, the instruments that I play, I don't read music. I play by ear, so I'm limited as to what I can play.
Okay. That's all right. It's just telling you what's coming in.
Right. I know who you guys are familiar with. You're familiar with Alicia Keys. She's a New York native,
yeah.
Isn't she? Why not try to fix one of those out? All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
this person has to say. She said she's typing. Crystal, wow, she has such an incredible voice. I enjoyed it. Yes, doesn't she? I mean, like, it's really, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, there are like so many singers out there that, you know, you don't, they kind of don't expect or not don't expect. I mean, some of them have okay voices, good voices, and then there's some, like, great voices, you know, like, that you want to hear more songs. Yeah, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, she's one of them. Now, well, she's one of them. So we got to, we have to get, we'll have to get her to make a CD. And she'll send me what she's got, and I'll be putting up songs as when I do other radio shows. Wait a minute. Wait, what's the problem? Okay, Esther, that's my rubber chicken, by the way. I got two rubber chickens, Esther and Eunice, who happened to have their own blog as well. They wanted me to remind me that I have to cut to a commercial. You want me to cut to that? Well, yeah, okay. Let's cut to a commercial because, you know, let's see. Where is my commercial? It's where under the word sponsor, I think. Sponsor. It's a good old JetBlue commercial.
Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra legroom.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. That is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue. Based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
That is so cool. I love that. Well, I wanted to also get to Josh Groban, some of the songs. This is one of them. I loaded up like three of them, the favorites that I had on here. This is the one I think everybody's hearing right now. I'd like to play it for you.
Reach out before it fades away. You will find the warmth when you surrender. Smile into the fear and let it to
I like that song. I think that's the one that's become popular of his. But for this next one that I want to play. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 646-478-0077. That's 646-478-0077. Okay, in the meantime, so this particular song has gotten me crazy. I just keep kind of like, I don't know, whether it's the beat or, oh, I know why. This is because of the violin, staccato violin.
Yeah.
Nice kind of thing, but just some of them hit me a certain way. The third song that I want to play, this is the last piece on his new CD, and it's one of those songs with the chorus in the background kind of a thing, and here it is, called I Believe, it's called. from that. For those of you, if anybody's Glee fans, in case you don't realize, Leah Michelle. When I was watching Glee, and I just kind of said she kind of looks familiar, till I realized in going Googling that she was the star of the Broadway show Spring Awakening. And I just want to play, this is the song, I guess, in case you want to hear how she sounded. I guess it must have been 5 years ago. Time goes by when you're having fun. Okay, this is, so here's Leah Michelle. Interesting with her is that there was a couple of episodes, and there was this guy who was like after her, and he was wanting to like take over the Glee Club or help the Glee Club or whatever. And when he came on, I thought, I don't know, his name says me, he looks a little familiar, whatever. And it turns out that he was the person who played opposite her in Spring Awakening. So I don't know what's going on with the show. I guess they're, I don't know, maybe they're bringing some of the people from that show there. Well, I want to, let's go to, okay, if you want to say my era, well, my era. There was, I was into, there was a play, and I don't know how many people have heard it, remember it. There was a play called Hair. And the thing about it that made me enjoy it much is not as much as the play itself, but the music. And it was the kind of thing that people seem to know, you know, be able to know the words from the show. But this happens to be one of my favorites from the show. The beat and everything else that I want to play, it's called The Flesh Failures.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fans.
that song. And in honor of this being Valentine's Day, and the fact that there's an off-Broadway show called Forever Dusty about the life of Dusty Springfield. This is a song that she's, well, that was.
I want even now, when I never hear your name, and the world has changed so much since you've been gone, even now I still remember, and the feeling's still the same, and this pain.
That so many years ago, when he sounds just as good. Okay, one more that I have to do. I got to go back to Josh Groban, because there's one song I could just hear all the time, and I'm sure everybody's heard it, but I just love this.
Raise me up to more than I can.
love that song. Well, I'm going to end my show early, and so it'll be Monday. I'll have another show. I believe I have another singer from the night that's coming on, and talk about food talk, and who knows what else. So thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. And everybody who has a good day, night, afternoon, whatever. I'm going to have dinner now. That's what I'm